So if the Greek economy is better off now than it was 3 years ago, or at least the financial system in Europe is better off and more able to withstand this, how bad is the Greek economy? I mean, when we talk about youth unemployment at 50%, I mean, that's not things that the America is unfamiliar with that since the Great Depression.
That's exactly right. Greece has gone through a depression since 2008, 2009. 50% youth unemployment, 25% overall unemployment, massive contraction of the economy until just the last year. They're running a very, very slight surplus now, but the economy is not in good shape. They're not getting the investment either from their own industrialists or from outside because people are so unsure of the direction of the country. And Harry, here's why it's important for Americans. Europe is still the largest trade partner of the United States and the largest investor into the United States, the European Union countries. It's the biggest economy in the world, the EU. And so if there is instability in the EU in future months because of these Greek elections, because of the new government, it's going to have some kind of impact on the United States as well. So we have a lot in that sense riding on this election.
And so there's actually possible repercussions depending on the outcome of the elections on Sunday, what could happen in the financial markets here Monday and going forward as that new government executes their kind of vision.
Well, I think everything will depend on what this new government says. It's very likely to win the elections. It's way ahead. It's far ahead in the polls over the center-right New Democracy Party. If they take a line of compromise and conciliation, and if they convey a sense of responsibility for the financial future of Greece, then I think the markets are going to be reassured. But if they throw down the gauntlet and effectively have a showdown with the European Union, especially with the German government, then I think you're going to see nervousness on both sides of the Atlantic.